Our first reading today was a lesson in being faithful even in the worst of circumstances. The prophet Jeremiah heard God say that the occupation of Jerusalem and Judah was coming. The king said, "Why would you say such a thing?" And Jeremiah said that God had told him, but no one wanted to hear what he said. But it wasn't the whole story or the only thing that God said. God also said that it was worth planning for the future, investing in the future. God encouraged Jeremiah to not only acknowledge the hardship that was coming, but also to have faith that the people would work their way through it and to know that they would come back home. In looking forward with God, Jeremiah's actions were actions of hope that people around him didn't understand. Our second reading, from Luke, brings us the voice of Jesus teaching us that we need to hear God's voice and that our actions should reflect the love of God for all people. Jesus tells the listeners that God speaks to them through many people, Moses and the prophets, and that they should listen to those who share the challenges and truth of living God's world. But you've got to want to listen. In Jeremiah's story, the people wouldn't look beyond the now into the future. They didn't see the hope that was offered. Jeremiah gave them what they needed to know, but they didn't listen. In verses that we don't hear today, Jeremiah is imprisoned for his words. When he tries to go back home, his reasoning isn't heard, and people say that he is a traitor. They don't want to listen. They would much rather make up their own minds without listening or thinking. In Jesus' story in Luke today, Jesus raises up the point that we don't always see what is in front of us. Like the rich man, sometimes we get so caught up in our own position, our own way of living, that we don't want to see or hear the stories of others that may mean we have to change how we live. What is it that closes our ears, eyes, and hearts to the warnings around us? What is it that makes us resistant to sharing our wealth so that others can be fed, be safe, have a little bit more? What is it that keeps us from seeing the value in all people to the extent that we would withhold services from some and allow others to purchase perhaps more than they need? What is it that keeps us from seeing the value of looking after the earth? What makes us careless with water and plants and animals, thinking they are infinite and that a little bit of not looking after this and that won't matter in the big scheme of things? What makes us mock people who are the truth tellers and prophets in our society, calling them fools without hearing or thinking of their stories because we don't want to hear or we don't want to change? In a surprising twist, Jesus doesn't allow the rich man to warn his family of the consequences of their actions. He says that if they are already choosing not to listen, choosing not to see where they are supposed to take care of the world and its people, then even a miracle won't persuade them. That's a bit of tough love, isn't it? It sounds as though there is a point of no return where, if we aren't willing to hear the voice of God in unusual places from unusual people, God won't stop in to change our mind. We will bear the consequences of our willfulness. In these days when we are being bombarded with lies and promises that speak so clearly to our focus on economic success, because being wealthy is the best thing, isn't it? Instead of to a focus on a healthy world, who are we listening to? Are we sitting like the rich man and ignoring the plight of the poor man at the gate? What will we think if we discover that it is the poor and the disadvantaged that have the power? How will we feel if we don't listen and the consequences of our non-actions mean we lose all we have anyway? I don't think that God abandons us, but I do think that we bear the consequences of our choices. I think that just as a parent stands by a child that steals or cheats, but doesn't try to help them buck the system, God stands by us. God stands by, disappointed, but willing to help us learn that being truthful, standing with integrity, helping others is the best way to life. I think that we need to listen to the prophets, the voices that teach us to focus on what God wants us to do, to put ourselves last. Love God. Love your neighbors as yourself. How do we want to be treated? That is how we are to treat others. We know how to do it. We need to decide to do it. Sometimes the prophets don't say, God said to do this. But when we hear the voices of those who speak of caring for people, of caring for the earth, we should be listening. Who are the prophets of today? How about Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old Swedish girl who is demanding that we take better care of the earth? How about Autumn Peltier, a Canadian 13-year-old from Manitoulin Island, who in 2018 told world leaders that we must warrior up and stop polluting water? How about Malala Yousafzai, who as a young Pakistani girl stood up and spoke out for every child's right to education, putting her own life in danger to do so? How about the people who work on the streets, with those who are fallen into addiction, who tell us that offering help is a step to supporting people to make better choices and saves lives? How about the people who raise up awareness of the work that the Children's Hospital and Stollery do to save the lives of children and give the most vulnerable a chance? God, through Jesus, gives us the tough message that our task is to stand by those people and places who need help the most. Jeremiah tells us to listen and to live forward into a brighter, better future that God guides us to. Who are we listening to? Who are we refusing to hear or to see? Who needs us to be the miracle of God's love in our world, to love our neighbor as God loves us? What would it take to have us focus on God?